Okay, so Nancy's pulled Freddy into the real world, out of the dream world, and she's going to give him a bit of a kicking. Rightly so. Now, coming up now is another reason why this film attracted attention. The stuntman who does the fire walk in a moment. I can't remember his name. I've tried looking it up and I can't actually find it. And yes, you can see the mattress there, yes. And when Freddy gets set on fire in a moment, I think it's at the time, I don't know if it still is, but it was the longest movie fire walk that had been done, because he goes to the top of the stairs and he gets pushed back down, and it's in the Guinness Book of Records, I think, or certainly was at one point. So I love this moment here as well. Freddy slashes through the sheet. I really do, because it's the look on England's face. He's just so cool. Booyah. So Nancy takes away Freddy's power and he dies. Now, yes, I know that does look a bit like a dummy, but you have to understand this is a low budget movie. And I think if you watch 1, 3, and 5 of the Elm Street films, you've actually got a really decent horror trilogy. So, hope you enjoyed listening. There's going to be lots more coming soon, just as soon as I get the time to do them. And if I don't speak to you before, happy Halloween!